Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some flurries likely early on today, then becoming partly sunny with our high nearing 29. North winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 13. Warming up nicely throughout Friday, sunshine with a high of 55. Clear skies over Friday night with a low around 20. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 23 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. In a short message shared on its Facebook page, Marion County Emergency Communications confirmed the county sheriff, Robert Kraft, died Wednesday evening. The shared message from Marion County Undersheriff Larry Starkey said funeral arrangements are pending and that Kraft's family and the sheriff's office greatly appreciate all the prayers and positive thoughts. Charges against the Topeka High Drumline director have been upgraded after his October arrest for a sex crime case that happened over the summer. Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kagey says an amended complaint has been filed against Salvador Cruz, 50, following his arrest in October of last year. As of Tuesday, Cruz faces a single charge of sexual battery, a Class A misdemeanor. And a winter storm warning is in effect until 6 o'clock tonight for portions of central, south central, and southeast Kansas. Plan on hazardous road conditions. If you must drive, you can expect blowing and drifting snow that could significantly reduce visibility all day today. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
A 28-year-old man who killed one person and injured three others when he fired into a party in Wichita has pleaded guilty to murder. Markeith and Red McClain pleaded guilty Monday to second-degree murder and three counts of attempted second-degree murder. Prosecutors said the July 27, 2019 shooting at an apartment complex killed 20-year-old Airman First Class Chancellor Williams of Spartanburg, South Carolina, who was stationed at McConnell Air Force Base. At around 4:40 on Wednesday morning, the Topeka Police Department says officers were sent to the Pines Apartments at 238 Southwest Gage Boulevard with reports of two people potentially prowling in parked cars. When officers arrived, they said they found an unoccupied Chevy Silverado in the parking lot. The truck was found to be stolen out of Douglas County. When officers found the truck, they said the bed was full of items and a gun was found in the passenger seat. Two people were taken into custody at the scene, later identified as Robert Kenneth Payne, 22, of Topeka, and Bryce Cordell Walker, 18, of Topeka. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Officials in northeastern Nebraska say two Iowa residents have been killed in a crash near Crofton. The Sioux City Journal reports that the crash happened around noon Tuesday at a rural Cedar County intersection about 4 miles east of Crofton. Cedar County Sheriff's investigators say a 90-year-old Orleans, Nebraska man was southbound and approaching the intersection when he was hit by an eastbound car. The driver of the car, 74-year-old William Kuntz of Sioux City, was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger in his car, 71-year-old Anita Kuntz of Sioux City, was taken to a hospital in Yankton, South Dakota, where she was pronounced dead. The driver of the pickup was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The Nebraska Humane Society says two people were arrested after an investigation that began when nearly 90 neglected animals and 40 dead animals were found in an Omaha home last month. 30-year-old Sierra Lang and 35-year-old Tremaine Thomas were arrested on Monday on felony cruelty to animal warrants. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville was among 40 Kansas communities receiving nearly $18 million in community block development grant funds announced Friday. The city is to receive $600,000 toward a proposed $3.8 million renovation of a city sewer system, including a new lagoon cell, wetland development, screening, and a new lift station, which will bring the current system into compliance with state environmental regulations. Loan proceeds from the American Recovery Plan Act through the Kansas Department of Health and Environment may also be used toward the project. Mayor Jason Barnes and Sewer and Water Superintendent Kent Margman attended a presentation ceremony with the Kansas governor last week. Several hundred Northern Riley County residents met with county commissioners at a special meeting in Leonardville last Thursday, expressing the need for stepped-up local ambulance service. EMS currently serves all of Riley County from four facilities in Manhattan, and concerns with excessive wait times for calls were shared. Riley County USD 378 and Blue Valley District 384 schools highlighted the hundreds of students in their districts, as well as additional thousands of parents and fans of various events, all impacted when ambulance services are required. A number of other residents shared concerns and personal accounts of issues. Riley County EMS Director David Adams proposed placing two new employees at the Leonardville Fire Station, providing them with an ambulance as well as a cardiac monitor and CPR device. Employees would work 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. to respond to calls from Northern Riley County residents. County commissioners indicated they've been discussing this topic, and they plan to talk about it when they heard from community members further. Washington County authorities arrested a Hanover man, Joseph Colby Cormack, last Friday after responding to a domestic call in Hanover. Cormack was arrested for mistreatment of a dependent adult and domestic battery and remains in the Washington County Jail awaiting court appearance to set bond. He was the social studies teacher at Hanover. The 75th annual meeting of the Nemahal County Conservation District is planned Thursday with a meal at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Seneca. The Sean and Kelly Becker family and Ryan and Amanda Brockstrom family will be presented with a Soil Conservation Award. The Buffer Award will go to the Kent and Morgan Burdick family. Darren Runnebaum will be recognized with the Grassland Award. Water Quality to Haug Cattle and Grain. Windbreak to Bill and Dora Gross. And the Wildlife Habitat Award will be presented to Henry Family Farms. The New Year's baby at the Washington County Hospital arrived February 5th. With a boy born to Jacob and Sarah Kimbrough of Washington. Winter homecoming festivities held recently at several area high schools. At Valley Heights, queen candidates were Haley Brooks, Maddie Vermitten, and Hallie Borgerning, with king candidates Aiden Nemechek, Connor House, and Caleb Horncool. At Frankfort, queen candidates were Julia Studer, Abby Rose, and Morgan Joseph, with king candidates Cody Rogers, Keller Holson, and Caden Dollinghouse. At Hanover, Taven Stahlbomber was crowned queen, with other candidates Macy Holly and Kendall Bruna. King was Cole Meyer, with Trigan Graw and Chase Bruna other candidates. At Washington County, Michaela Juneman was queen, with candidates Corey Miller and Laura Scupa. King was Dustin Betts, along with candidates Cody Metz and Mason Miller.
Marvin D. Feldhausen, senior, age 80, of Beatrice, formerly of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 9 a.m., at the Fox Funeral Home in Beatrice. Burial in the Waterville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 8 until 8, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Feldhausen. senior. Jennifer M. Horn, age 44, of Bremen, passed away February 9th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville with a rosary at 9:30. Masks will be required. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jen Horn. Linda M. Schultz, age 60, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Monday at 2:30 from St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wymore. Mass will be live-streamed on the Laughlin Hobbit Funeral Home's Facebook page, Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 6:30 until 8, with a rosary at 8 at the Laughlin Hobbit Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Linda Schultz. Constance P. Schneider, age 82, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral services pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Connie Schneider. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue chicken breast, macaroni and cheese, peas, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, meatloaf, baby bakers, Capri blend, and apricots. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As this low-pressure system continues to progress throughout the day, we will continue to see cloudy skies and cooler temperatures. Winds will be fairly breezy out of the north between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 30. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper teens and mid-20s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s to lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the mid-20s to mid-30s throughout Kansas, and the lower 20s to lower 60s throughout Missouri. This low-pressure system will bring heavy rainfall, snow showers, and even thunderstorms throughout the Midwest, and a chance for some mixed precipitation, including sleet and freezing rain. Temperatures will start to drop fairly quickly throughout the afternoon, causing extremely hazardous conditions throughout Missouri. Temperatures will stay cooler throughout the overnight hours before warming up extremely quickly throughout Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February 45, record high on this date 72. The average low 22 and the record low 18 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:18. Sunset this evening at 6:05. 32 degrees, north wind clipping in, and it looks as though we'll miss any significant moisture, precipitation, snow, ice, anything. South of us, about an hour south, maybe get southeast of us. Going to be some travel hazards. Be advised if you are planning travel those directions today. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 17th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Another collapse by the reeling Knicks, and LeBron turns back the clock. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. With Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving both out, the Nets' Cam Thomas certainly did not play like a rookie, leading Brooklyn to a dramatic comeback.
Thomas will bring it across the midcourt line. They're not fouling. Down to four, down to three. Thomas, pull up three. Good!
The call on WFAN. Thomas scored 16 of his 21 points in the fourth quarter. Brooklyn overcame a 28-point deficit to stun the Knicks 111-106. It's the third time in a month the Knicks have blown leads of 20 or more points. The Lakers closed out a turbulent first half of the season on a high note.
LeBron dribbling.
three-pointer. Good again! Wow!
On ESPN LA 710, LeBron James finished with 33 points, including 15 in the final quarter. Los Angeles rallied from 12 points down to top the Jazz 106-101. The city of Los Angeles celebrated the Rams' second-ever Super Bowl title. The mile-long parade route ended at the L.A. Coliseum with the Olympic torch lit and thousands of fans on hand. Amid a report he was considering retirement, All-Pro defensive end Aaron Donald may have put those rumblings to rest.
We built the super team. We can bring the super team back. Why not run it back? We could be world champions.
Yeah! Head coach Sean McVay.
I can't say enough about this team, the resiliency, the mental toughness, Super Bowl champs. This will never, ever get old.
On the college hardboards, after missing 11 consecutive three-pointers, Texas Tech's Kevin Obenor rediscovered his touch at just the right time.
8:35 left. Trying to extend this home win streak to 19. Obenor for three.
On Learfield, Obenor scored 21 of his 23 points in the second half. The Red Raiders knocked off the 7th-ranked Bears, 83-73. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Thursday night basketball broadcast, Marysville hosting Centralia Friday. Chapman at Marysville, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Hamas Trucking Incorporated salutes all the women who are serving America in the military and hopes they inspire others to join in preserving freedom and liberty in this great country. Thank you for your sacrifices on our behalf. From Hamas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. China failed to reach the Phase 1 trade agreement commitments to purchase U.S. goods and services, including ag commodities. The U.S. Trade Representative's Office revealed the data in a more than 70-page report yesterday. The annual review said the reality is that this agreement did not meaningfully address the more than fundamental concerns that the U.S. has with the China state-led non-market policies and practices and the harmful impact on the U.S. economy. While the report focuses on China's World Trade Organization compliance, it covered agriculture trade. USTR said China's implementation of the ag commitments in the Phase 1 agreement has been generally positive, but there had been a notable lack of meaningful action in other areas, including agricultural biotechnology, and it required risk assessment for the use of ractopamine in the production of beef and pork. And the report finds China remains a difficult and unpredictable market for U.S. ag exports, largely because of the inconsistent enforcement of regulations and selective intervention in the market by China's regulatory authorities. And dairy industry organizations urge the new Food and Drug Administration commissioner to stop the mislabeling of imitation dairy foods. Edge Dairy Cooperative, the International Dairy Foods Association, and National Milk Producers Federation congratulating Dr. Robert Califf on his confirmation this week. He's a cardiologist, served the FDA commissioner in the last years of the Obama administration. And during the hearing, when asked about plant-based foods using dairy terms, Califf responded, "There's almost nothing more fundamental about safety than people understanding exactly what they're ingesting." Edge Dairy Cooperative President Brody Staples said the simple fact is the new commissioner has acknowledged that it's a big step in the right direction. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
A good morning from Beatra 77 Livestock. Yes, it's a Thursday, and we do have our bread cow special here today. Folks, it all starts at 11 a.m., and we will start on the bred heifers, followed by the cow-calf families, then right into the bred cows. Well, out of the chute first, on the bred heifers is a great set out of Bremen. That is the Ron Hawley heifer's voice. 20 black baldy, first calf, bred heifers, bred to Gilman, black Angus bulls, and they are close. Get the straw ready. They're due March 1st, but I wouldn't take my eyes off of them starting tonight. On a great set, a 20 black baldy, first calf, bred heifers. Next in the door is the Rademacher heifer. Out of Adams, there's 14 black and black baldy red. First calf bred heifers are bred to black Angus guys, and they are a very nice set. They are pregnant 7 to 8 months and due right here coming up in March. The next set is the 15 black first calf bred heifers bred Tronic Black Symbols. They are due at 7 to 8 months along, so open the door at March, and you've got a great set of Kanoki heifers. The Kapperman Dispersal Heifers, 9 black, Black Baldy, first calf bred heifers. They're bred Black Balancer, and they are preggin' 8 months and springin', folks. That is the Kapperman heifers. The Rogers heifers out of Fairbury are 12 black, first calf bred heifers, are bred Black Angus. They are 8 months, and they are knocking on the door also. The Hirschfield Catawba Benedict is 29 black, first calf bred heifers, bred to Black Angus. They are pregging 7 to 8 months. Deverne Hagelmeyer out of Pickrell's got 6 red and black, first calf bred heifers. They're pregging 7 to 8 months. They are bred to Red Angus. In the cow-calf families, we have a super set of big red heifers, and they're the Red Angus set of 17 first calf families with 2-week-old Becton Red Angus calves at side. They are the Brent Stutzman Blue River cattle out of Milford, and a really, really nice set. Deverne Hagemeyer's got a very good set of 12 red and black Angus first calf families. They've got Red Angus 2 to 3 week old calves on them, folks. They're all vaccinated, ready to go. The Larkins families off of the dispersal is 8 black families. They're going to be 6 years to broken mouth on these families. They have Rippy Black Angus balancer calves at side. The Kapperman families, a dispersal also, is 20 first calf to 6-year-old families. They have black balancer calves at side. In the bred cow department, we will start with the Larkins cattle out of Fairbury on a very, very good set of cows, guys. They range all the way from 4 to short solids. There is 35 of those cows that are 4 to 7 years old. They carry the Rippy balancer breeding, and those cows are 7 to 8 months with heavy springers in the group. Now we're going to the Kapperman cows. They're 75 head of 3 to 8-year-old cows, guys. They're bred to black balancers. They're all out of Unadilla. That is a complete dispersal of 75. Very good, high-quality cows. And when I tell you 8 months on the pregnancy, guys, they are springing heavy. So on the Kapperman's heads up, they could be having cows as calves as we speak right now. Then we're moving on to Derek Koenig on 35 head of Black Sim bred cows. They're going to be 5 years to short solid. They're going to be bred to Tronic Black Sim or Schweitzer Red Angus. And that also is a very good set of cows. The Shafe cattle out of Adams, 13 bred Black Angus, 4 to 8-year-olds are going to be bred to Black Angus. They are pregnant 6 to 8 months. In addition, we have 100 bred cows. They are all pregged in mouth, so we're ready to go here today. It all starts at 11 o'clock with the first calf bred heifers, followed by the families, and then to the bred cows. Have a great day. Give us a call, Tanya Rick or Denny, 223-3571. As you know, the way we go, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Andy Hoosier starting off a Thursday morning today. Markets opening up here in just a little bit, and kind of an interesting day in trading yesterday as we started off mostly lower across the board for the grain market and the livestock overall. We saw some big gains in the grains as the day went along, progressively getting bigger. Livestock went up for a while and then ended up losing some of it by the end of trading. So we'll see what's in store for us today. Obviously, a lot of volatility in the markets with some uncertainty going on, and we'll see if that has a factor going into today. Starting off with your grains, we saw March corn wrap up 9 cents higher at the end of in the day yesterday to 647 even a bushel. At Kansas City, wheat in the green by 2 cents, sitting at 808 even for the March. In the bean market, we saw some big gains for soybeans yesterday. March soybeans wrapped up 36 and a quarter cents higher at 1587 and a half. The meal for March was up by $10.60 at 449.40. And the bean oil saw some gains up $1.34, sitting at 66 and at 97 cents. Cotton market was slightly down yesterday, with March cotton down $1.13 at 121.91. The canola saw some gains up near 660 for the March at 1009. And 20 cents. Over in the oats market, it was mostly higher yesterday. We saw the March really unchanged. Not a lot of movement there, sitting at 719 and a quarter. By the May, they were up by 8 pennies at 707 and a half. Over in the livestock market, things started off, as we mentioned, mostly mixed but lower. Saw some big gains, and then a little bit of red popped up on the board by the end of trading again with the feeder cattle, especially as March feeder cattle wrapped up $1.27 in the red yesterday at 167.45. Live cattle was mostly higher. February up 22 cents at 143.12, and the April in the green by 2 pennies, finishing at 146 and 92 cents. Lean hogs saw some positive numbers as well, with April lean hogs up $1.25 at 105.40, and the May was up $1.15 at 109.15. We'll see what's in store for us today for a pre-Friday celebration. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's 7:30 from
the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y Ray Roofing Incorporated aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing. Online at W-R-A-Y Roofing.
Welcome back to Flip That Switch. It's our final round. Jessica, heifers, are you ready?
Five six-month red cows, 18 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6, 45 weighing in at 4 to 650. 55, mostly black. I went Charlotte steers, 450 to 6. 7 black steers and heifers, 5.5 to 7. 70 black and Charlotte steers and heifers, 5.5 to 750. 180 black steers and heifers, 550 to 8 and a quarter. 31 weighing 550 to 8 and a quarter. 8 weighing in at 6 to 650. 30 weighing 6 to 750. 45 black and red steers, 650 to 8. 47 black and red steers and heifers, 650 to 8. 14 black steers and heifers, 650 to 750. 60 Charlotte and Charlotte cross steers and heifers weigh 7 to 8. 210 black steers, 7 to 9. 50 black and red steers and heifers, 7 to 9. 40 black and red heifers, 750 to 775. 20 black yearling heifers, 750 to 775. 90 weighing in at 8 to 850. And 80 black steers, 8 to 900 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Venus steals the show in February's Night Sky. A detailed look at that and other sky highlights next on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 17th, the 48th day of the year. Musician Ed Sheeran has a birthday, and in 1936, the mercury dropped to 58 below in McIntosh, South Dakota, the coldest ever recorded in the state. If it's a little milder where you are, step outdoors and set your eyes on the night skies this month. You'll spy dazzling Venus just above a dim orange Mars and the slender waning crescent moon on the 27th, followed on the next morning by an even thinner moon floating just beneath Mercury, with Saturn to its left and the Venus-Mars duo to its right. Venus's brilliance at its brightest of the year during mid-month grabs the attention of anyone gazing east before dawn. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more stargazing tips at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Wichita State returns to Fifth Third Arena for the first time in 2 years tonight for an American Athletic Conference clash with the Cincinnati Bearcats. A WSU win would be the first AAC road win of the year. They're currently 0-3, and it's first in three visits to Fifth Third Arena. WSU is 2-8 versus Cincinnati since joining the AAC, but six of those losses were one-possession games within the final minute. Tip-off tonight, 6 o'clock. It'll be broadcast on ESPN. Kansas basketball coach Bill Self's weekly update on the status of injured guard Remy Martin brought no new clarity to the situation. Martin has missed the last five games entirely and was limited drastically in a handful of games before that because of a bone bruise in his right knee. He suffered the injury in a December 29th win over Nevada. The Jayhawks' next game is Saturday, 7 o'clock, as they travel to West Virginia. The game will be broadcast on ESPN. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
We're down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season, and as expected, Twin Valley League basketball is going to be highly contested until the final night. Hello, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TBL Spotlight on KNDYRadio.com. As teams try to earn some key wins down the stretch, the TBL Spotlight will keep you up to date on all of the happenings throughout the league. The TBL Spotlight podcast on KNDYRadio.com.
Thursday night basketball broadcast, Marysville hosting Centralia. Friday, Chapman at Marysville, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
KNDY.
Don't like my big red barn. 47 Ford bullet holes and a door broke down motor in the front yard. I gotta have a mind to paint a plywood sign and nail it up on a knotted pine tree. Saying I was here first, this is my piece of dirt and you're rambling down.